Not Like a Brother. A Tumblr Hockey RPF story, written by Cheese with Mai and read by Calicuria. This story features the pairing Sid Gino and is a work of fiction. We're only borrowing the names and faces of the famous people mentioned herein. Anonymous asks, if you're taking prompts anytime, Sid pining after Always a Girl Gino, who, as far as he can tell, has always thought of him like a very obsessive and slightly bossy little brother. Cheese with Mai said, with bonus Always a Girl Hornquist and hints of mutual pining, because I love mutual pining. It takes a few months after Gino first shows up in Pittsburgh for her to settle into grooves with everyone on the team. Sid knows, because he experienced the adjustment period firsthand. Gino went from silent, tense, and watchful to, well, to herself. It turns out, in general, that she thinks she's hilarious. She talks a lot of shit, and she loses her temper on the ice more than is advisable. With Sid in particular, she's prone to shoving him where she'd like him to be, teasing, and Sid doesn't understand how she can call him bossy with a straight face when she is constantly ordering him around. She's larger than life in a lot of ways, not just because she's got inches on him. And Sid likes the way she fills up a room. He likes the way she smiles. He likes... well, he likes a lot of things. More than he should. Because she's his teammate. Because she's new to the country. Because she doesn't like the same number of things about him. Definitely not the same way. She treats him... well, he doesn't know, exactly. But he thinks there's something impatient and indulgent about the way she acts with him. Something that's expectantly greedy. Then she says he's like a brother in an interview, and Sid sighs and accepts that. He accepts it for years. He watches her welcome the new kids onto the team with some of the same shoves and ordering around that she's always turned on him. She doesn't treat them with quite the same degree of familiarity. He's never seen Gino bully anyone else to serving as a pillow when she's tired, for example. But there's something similar there. Sid contents himself with the knowledge that, if he has to be a brother to her, he is at least her favorite brother. Things continue as they were until they pick up Hornquist, who settles into Pittsburgh on Sid's line with a huge smile and an admirable willingness to clog things up in front of the net and make plays happen. She's a great player. She gives crushing hugs. She clicks insanely well on the line. Sid's thrilled to have her, even as he misses Nielsie. It's just that her being around seems to make Gino act kind of weird. Horny skates up beside Sid in practice, talking about how they might improve a play, and Sid only catches half of it before Gino starts giving him shit about being lazy. They score on a power play, and Horny gets to Sid first, slamming against his side, and Gino hits twice as hard, ridiculously long arm curled around Sid's back, yelling wild joy that Sid tilts his face up to soak him. Horny criticizes Sid's technique on the grill, on one of the last warmish days of the year, and Gino's bringing him a beer, asking him about his marinade and... what? Sid doesn't know what's going on, but lately Gino's turned up her sistering to 11. She's always got a question, or something to say. She's always right there, pushing at him and narrowing her eyes when Sid sighs and lets himself be pushed, though he could resist. It's not until Horny demands, "What is up with you and Malkin?" that he realizes anyone else has noticed it's odd. "What?" he asks, more focused on the television, where Horny is very close to sealing his lead. "Nothing's up." They're quiet for a while, busy with the game, and then Horny is saying, "No, something is definitely up. The only thing I can't figure out is if she said no to you, or you said no to her." "What?" Sid is going to win. He is. He doesn't. Sid grumbles and gets up to top off the drink so he doesn't have to hear about how he's a sore loser. When he comes back, Horny asks, squinting, "I thought it was you. Did you refuse because you're a captain?" Sid frowns. "What are you talking about?" Of course, he doesn't get a straight answer. "You should just go for it."
"What?"
"I'm just saying," Horny says, starting up another race. "You should ask her out."
"What?"
Sid is beginning to feel like a broken record. No, Gino doesn't. I'm like a brother to her. Horny laughs. She laughs for an embarrassingly long time. She laughs so long she snorts soda through her nose, and Sid is tempted to let her choke. He smacks at her back eventually, and she wipes her eyes long enough to say, "No, no, she really doesn't." And Sid doesn't know what to make of that. He isn't... He thinks he gets what Horny is trying to say. He isn't at all the type of guy Gino goes for. She likes tall Russian guys. Guys who can hold their body weight in vodka and look a bit like angry statues, so far as he can tell. Sid says, "No, I don't think so." Horny narrows her eyes. She says, "Should we bet?" Sid declines. He tries to shrug the entire thing off, and luckily, he has a lot of practice shrugging those particular wants away. By the time Horny leaves, Sid has everything tucked squarely back where it belongs. He doesn't think any more about it, not even when Horny elbows him under the ribs and keeps hissing, "Do it!" at the strangest times. He isn't going to make Gino uncomfortable. He just isn't. He knows what she thinks of him, and that's okay. He likes being her friend. Her brother. Whatever. It's been 2 weeks when he finishes an intermission interview early and overhears Horny on his way to the lockers. "Pigtails is not going to ever work. He thinks you think he's your brother. You need to just tell him." Gina makes a dismissive sound, and Horny drawls. "Or you could just keep being miserable. Your choice." Sid comes around the corner then, and Horny glares at him while Gina scowls over his head. Sid grimaces and leaves him to it. He tries to put it out of his head, but that's hard when Gina pulls him aside one day to tell him, "I'm have one brother, Sid. Not want any more." He nods his way out of the conversation, kind of hurt, honestly, and confused, because she continues to pick on him while smiling slyly, to push him around, to steal drinks out of his hand with bright eyes over the rim. Honestly, he's so used to her doing as she pleases with him that it hardly seems odd when, a month later, she storms into his hotel room, pushes him down onto the bed, and straddles his lap. Sid steadies her automatically, smelling smoke and alcohol on her clothes. She'd been out with Gonch, asking, "Hey, what's..." And she kisses him, her hands steady on his shoulders, her mouth chilled from the cold air but amazingly hot inside. It is definitely not a familial kiss. Sid manages, "What?" But can't remember why he cares. "Not like brother." She bites against his mouth. It's a long time later before Sid manages to say, "Oh."